This is Decoded Datebook for May 26th. As Cold War tensions escalated in the years following World War II, North Dakota found itself on the front lines of America's defense against a potential Soviet attack. The U.S. Air Force established a network of bases and radar stations across the state. One such installation was the Findlay Air Force Station, which became operational in 1951. Just a mile and a half outside of Findlay, North Dakota. Like the station near Fortuna, Findlay was part of a broader radar defense network designed to monitor the skies for enemy aircraft and guide interceptor jets. Staffed by the 785th Radar Squadron, the station brought about 250 Air Force personnel and their families to the small town of Findlay. But as missile technology advanced, particularly with the rise of intercontinental ballistic missiles, radar stations like Findlay's became obsolete. In 1979, the station was decommissioned. With the sudden departure of hundreds of people, Findlay's economy took a significant hit. City officials, determined to turn the loss into opportunity, set out to acquire the defunct radar base and its on-site housing. Nearly two decades later, on this date in 1999, Findlay finally reached that goal. Ownership of the former Findlay Air Force Station. The journey had been long and challenging. Although the base closed in 1979, it wasn't until 1991 that the company was cleaned of hazardous materials like asbestos, PCBs, fuel tanks, and contaminated soil. Local leaders were especially eager to repurpose the 20 homes on the site, originally built in the 1950s for married service members. A new business was coming to town and was expected to bring 200 employees, many of whom would need housing. The homes had sat vacant until 1997, when they were briefly reopened to shelter more than 70 people displaced by the devastating Red River flood in Grand Forks. In a show of community spirit, Findlay residents spent days cleaning away nearly two decades of dust and replacing appliances. So when the town officially acquired the homes in 1999, only minor repairs like replacing windows were needed. In 2000, the houses were auctioned, and the city purchased 11 of them. Once the homes were relocated, the land they had occupied was given a new purpose, a motocross track. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Trissa Razor Sturza. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.